Welcome back to Business Resolutions with your host, Jorge Gonzalez.
Well, welcome back to Business Resolutions. My guest for today is Ernesto Di Gregorio of Ecolift Corporation that sells, distributes helicopters, repairs them, and rebuilds them. And we were discussing this great opportunity that you've been able to develop of going beyond the Caribbean. That is your distribution area, but in terms of a repair and your remanufacturing area, the world is available to you in terms of ability, because you're not restricted by any contractual limitations that Bell would impose on you. Somebody from Chile, from Argentina, to come to Puerto Rico to bring the helicopter. First of all, how did the helicopter get here, and why? What were the ingredients I was saying at the end? What are the ingredients that would lead that particular customer to use you? This is your chance to show off.
Well,
and don't be modest. Don't be modest.
Oh, I have to be. It's my nature. Well, I would use an example that we recently went through. It's the governor of Salta is a province in Argentina, northern Argentina. They've decided to, after evaluation of probably 7 or 8 companies in the region and some in the U.S. as well, they decided to bring the aircraft here for what you could call a complete process of remanufacture. I mean, we went in and out of that aircraft. They flew the aircraft after they went through, as I said, the evaluation of what was going to be done. They flew the aircraft all the way from Salta to here. It took them about 15 days and about 40 hours worth of flying time. And
a lot of gasoline. Is that gasoline or diesel?
It's Jet A. In aviation turbines, they use something similar to diesel.
So a lot
cleaner,
lot of,
but it's...
A lot of fuel.
A lot. So I'm talking a twin-engine aircraft. It's a large aircraft that carries 15 passengers. So it was quite a substantial... task.
Right.
But they flew it here, and when you ask me what brought them here, in the process of ferrying that aircraft, they went by probably 4 or 5 equally equipped, in some cases probably bigger than us, shops that were capable of doing the job, doing the program. Why did they choose us? I would say, number one, the precedent. I mentioned earlier in our conversation that since 2005, we've been given the opportunity by through some armed forces in Chile and Argentina, specifically with the United Nations funds, to rebuild aircraft, and we managed to do it on time, do it efficiently, and cost effective. In a big part, the precedent of that, having done that, and we're talking equally large aircraft, but then a combination of the language, the what I call the predictability. It's for us, it's very predictable to do business and project these programs, because logistics, for example, I can order a part today if I need it urgently and have it in my office next day at noon sharp, and with very manageable implications of what was going to cost to bring that part here. That in any other country in the region is almost science fiction. They have to deal with customs and not only the lengthy process of bringing the parts in the country, but the cost associated is almost double. So we offer obviously that, the language, as I mentioned, and in a large degree, the quality. We've been very, very, very strict with the quality of our work and attention to details, which in many cases make them come back.
And in terms of the cost effectiveness, I know that's where I worked on with you, the tax exemption grant. Of course, it gives you exemptions on various aspects. How has that, has that been an ingredient that helps you?
Certainly. I mean, it allows to be competitive, and it allows to lower our costs. And compensate other costs on which we're not as competitive. Like our labor here is much more expensive than it is in Colombia or Brazil.
Right. Electricity. Everybody compares electricity.
The cost of electricity is a major. I mean, the exemption that we were granted, thanks to you, I mean, helped us cope with that. Ultimately, I can resume that their decisions just to come here and use our services has been based mostly on the quality of the service. I don't think that their main reason was economy. I am certain that we could have probably been more expensive than in those countries in some cases, but it was I'm going to use the word relentless pursuit of quality and attention to details that has made those customers come back. You do these things once, you know, like you rebuild your house, you don't do it every month, so when you do it, you try to do it well once.
Okay.
And then that's what they're looking
for. So great. And in terms of everybody complaining, and rightfully so, the economic downturns that we have had and how you see the thing in the future, and the helicopter business, how does that work? Is because of the downturn, the remanufacturing is a God save, and the sales is awful. How does the economic situation, how has that worked for and against you over these years?
I think that's one of the lessons I learned in Miami, and that I was able to plan for here in Puerto Rico. We were able to obviously when we came here, we had the ability to sell new aircraft, and at the same time we began developing skills with workers when buying equipment, and that's my expertise to not only doing maintenance but refurbishing aircraft. And what we see is that in most cases, when there's no aircraft available, I mean, the used aircraft makes sense to the operators. And then in situations like now, where you have, you know, rough economic conditions and everybody's trying to save money, instead of buying new aircraft, they rebuild them. And we've managed to do, you know, a very extensive process to rebuild the aircraft, and they almost look like new, with the guarantees that offer, you know, the providers and ourselves. So when the sales are not so good, the overhauling makes sense, and backwards. You know, we haven't seen yet the years back where the, you know, demand was high for new aircraft. We're still in a very, very low demand. So we're still, you know, taking advantages of the refurbishing capabilities. That's where we grew the 30-some people.
Right. And how do you see the business going forward, and Puerto Rico, and Ernesto's in the low 50s in terms of age, so you got a while. Where do you see the business going? You happy, optimistic with the future, or you see some large black clouds in the future? How do you see things?
Well, you're probably asking the wrong person, because I'm a compulsive optimistic, and I will always look for the good side in the story.
You also have a situation where things are bad, then you remanufacture, and things are good, then you sell the helicopter.
Exactly, and that goes.
And you do the repair in between, which they can do a few little things which are almost cosmetic, and the repair, not a real refurbishing. They have the whole range of potential offerings to any customer, so you can cover yourself to a certain extent. But still, you see, you're optimistic. You think both Puerto Rico and helicopter business and all. How many, you're telling me, I was amazed, how many helicopters are sold throughout the world on a given year?
Any given year, you're looking at 500 to 600 old brands worldwide. We're looking at, I'm talking, you know, excluding military programs. That's what it is.
For the commercial, civil, individual, private
agencies,
you're talking about 500 to 600
helicopters
in a good year.
In a good year, 500 to 600 worldwide, as I said, all
right.
Brands.
So in the bad year, we got down to what, 300?
We've been to 300, 400.
300,
yes.
Wow. So this is a very specialized area, and with a lot of lead times. And you're saying that the helicopters are basically produced almost, what, 95% of the time based on an order? You know,
yes.
They're not done like cars. And you put them in a dealer,
yeah.
And people go, I want this one and I want that one. Okay, so it's a fascinating business, and which you got into, you know, from Venezuela, and developed so fantastically. Let's take a break and we'll come back. I want to, you know, discuss a little bit of your, you know, personal with your children and the challenges that we all have as persons as we deal with our business. So I'm interviewing and dialoguing here with Ernesto Gregorio. We'll be right back.